It's not easy to see from the ground, but viewed from the air, the one-time future extension of Highway 12 through eastern Santa Rosa is a conspicuous band of green through the urban landscape.
The right-of-way goes from Farmers Lane area all the way across Yaluba.
That's Julie Combs, now a Santa Rosa City Council member, describing the lands we know as Santa Rosa's Southeast Greenway in the very first North Bay report on that project back in September of 2008. Since then, backers of the Greenway have held public meetings to build support and consensus around the idea, enlisted the backing of the city and other key partners, and even won a memorandum of understanding from Caltrans affirming the agency's willingness to sell that swath of surplus property. It was after all that, says Thea Hensel, co-chair of the Southeast Greenway Campaign Committee, that they realized a key piece of information was missing.
This land has no zoning on it, and because of that, it has no valuation. And if you don't know how much a piece of property is worth, you don't know what's reasonable to pay for it or what the sellers are reasonably asking for it.
But zoning is tied to the expected uses of the property. And that question is just now beginning to be addressed in detail.
There is pressure, we know, for affordable housing. That is an element that people will have an opportunity to weigh in on. But most of the people who have attended the events and given input through the years have talked about it being public spaces for a variety of different uses. And that's where we are right now. What would those public uses be? What would they look like?
And what would go where?
It's 57 acres in total. That includes 52 acres that we've always considered to be the Greenway. Plus, there's 5 acres right at the corner of Farmers Lane and the freeway on-ramp and Hone Frontage Road that the city's added in to be considered for commercial or lodging or perhaps higher density housing.
Bob Geiser, the campaign's other co-chair, adds that 3 detailed possibilities have been drafted by the planning consultants hired by the city, which are now undergoing public review and comment. They all feature walking and bike paths the full length of the corridor and extensive parklands within it.
Where they differ is in development, housing and commercial, and where it might be. One of the alternatives had a lot of housing and some commercial towards the west end, towards Farmers Lane, generally, and then sort of petering off as you get to the east. And then the other alternative had kind of scattered at the main cross streets, Yaluba, Summerfield, Farmers Lane.
These alternatives are also part of an online survey that anyone interested is urged to take on the website planthegreenway.com. The consultants will distill responses into a single proposal to be presented to Santa Rosa's City Council and Planning Commission in a joint study session November 1st. To help people visualize the options, Hensel says they will host another walking tour of the property next week.
We are going to meet at Yaluba Co-Housing, which is near the corner of Hoenn and Yaluba. It's going to start at 5:15 in the afternoon, and because the sun's setting a little bit early, we'll be all finished by 7 o'clock. And this will give people an opportunity to actually see what this land looks like. It's kind of hard to visualize if you're just driving by it.
The deadline for completing the online survey is midnight of that same day, October 26th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.